with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. As Tehran mulls over the current U.S. offer over Iran's nuclear program, there is still at least one major sticking point.
One of the red lines for the Iranians is continuing to enrich uranium inside of Iran. They've said that's a red line, that if that stops, Iran won't agree to a deal. Now, there's some thought that the Americans, from President Trump downward, are saying that Iran must give up all its enrichment facilities, so it remains unclear how they'll square that.
Correspondent John Gambrell reporting, President Trump has reportedly said he will not allow any Iranian enrichment of uranium in the New Deal. On the Senate floor today, Majority Leader John Thune says lawmakers must pass a critical part of the Trump agenda, his so-called Big Beautiful Bill.
It will prevent trillions in tax hikes for hardworking families and small businesses. It will invest in our border security to safeguard the progress the Trump administration has already made. And it will strengthen our military and unleash American energy for a stronger and safer America. And as I said yesterday, Mr. President, the Senate will consider the bill on the floor this work period with the goal of getting it on the President's desk before July the 4th.
But it's still a long road ahead for the bill. Senators want to make changes to protect Medicaid and to make some tax breaks become permanent. And Elon Musk has broken with the President over the bill. A Russian rocket attack targeting the northeastern Ukrainian city of Sumy, killing at least four people and wounding 25. President Volodymyr Zelensky denounced Tuesday's assault, saying it underscored that Moscow has no intentions of halting the three-year-old war. The attack came a day after direct peace talks in Istanbul made no progress. On Wall Street, the Dow by 214 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Poverty Law Center is at it again.
The historic civil rights organization has released its annual list of hate groups, and once again it has selected several mainstream evangelical Christian ministries because they oppose the LGBT agenda. Focus on the Family has been placed on the SPLC's Hate Watch Extremist Rundown, along with the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom and Moms for Liberty, which fights transgenderism in the public schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
As expected, a boy took home two gold medals in girls' events at the California High School Track and Field Championships over the past weekend, an event that stirred controversy and drew national attention. The boy, A.B. Hernandez, won the high jump and the triple jump. In an effort to paper over the transgender controversy, officials also awarded gold medals to the girls who placed second in both those events. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stock drifted higher and pulled closer to their record. As the wait continues for more updates on President Trump's tariffs and how much they're affecting the economy, the S&P 500 rose 0.6% coming off a modest gain that added to its stellar May. It's less than 3% away from its all-time high set earlier this year. The Dow added 0.5% and the NASDAQ composite rose 0.8%. Treasury yields held relatively steady following an encouraging report on the U.S. job market, while stock indexes rose modestly across much of Europe and Asia. The Dow was up 214 points today to 42,519. The NASDAQ gained 156 to 19,398. The S&P 500 added 34 points to 5,970. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com.